Hi there, folks. Thank you for joining us. This is going to be a podcast and also a video. I thought when I was going to do this, it just kind of made sense to also visualize it as well. So I'm just going to upload this, hopefully through the same kind of anchor.fm kind of platform. My year ahead has already been covered in previous podcasts. And right now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about whilst I enjoy the sun, I'm going to go through what we can see on the screen, which is just a yellow banner that appears at the top of Anchor.fm. And Spotify put that there because it sort of says, okay, look, this is what your year has looked like. So immediately when it loads up, it kind of has that kind of percentage loading screen, which is really cool. And just generally, the whole style of how this looks is really good. So it looks good so far, and this is going to be like a live action, reaction type thing of what I do, I suppose. And this is really quite interesting. So if you've not gone back to the review that I've made of the podcast, please do go back and have a look at that. Just go back to the profile and go down one below this one, you'll find it. So here on the screen, we can see that it kind of pulls up your thumbnail. It just kind of says, well done, and this is my year unwrapped, or wrapped. Welcome to your 2021 wrapped. So let's go, do I click on the arrow to go down? So clicked on the arrow to go down, and it goes through these donut spiral type things. First things first, you had a lot of firsts this year. I mean, the styling and all that is just great. Right, so here it's kind of got this thing saying 1 out of 5. Which is interesting. So let's have a look at 1 out of 5. What's this? 1 section of 5. On March the 8th, you released your first episode. Really? This year? Apparently I did. And it was called the Digital March, The Return. So again, go back to the profile and check out the very first podcast apparently did, called the Digital March. I think it was released in the month called March. That's got to feel good. Yeah, it does. Where's my mouse? Okay, so we'll go to, that was section 1 of 5. And this is still saying 1 of 5, actually. So I don't know what section this is. This could go on forever. This could be the world's longest podcast. How the show made some new friends in new places. You've got your first streams in Belgium. Apparently, people in Belgium are listening to me. If you're from Belgium or anywhere in Europe, hello, and please do tweet me at TNTHost and tell me exactly where you're from. If you're not from Belgium, because the rest of you, I know you're from Belgium if you watched that first episode. I mean, that's really mind-boggling. You had some impressive growth this year. Now, this is interesting. Oh, now it says section 2 of 5. So the others were just introductions. Apparently, going from smallest to biggest, listeners 100% up, obviously, like didn't have anything before. 100% up on followers, obviously, and streams 137%. I've got no idea how that worked. How did that work? That's massive. That means you guys are actually listening to this stuff. Wow, okay. Hours 260% up on hours. I think what would be interesting is then to see this in 2022, because I've already started it. So that's where it might get more interesting, I suppose. But really great. It's a feel good for starting out, and I can see why they'd do that. We're not sure what they play in outer space, but here's how your fans around the globe. I have fans around the globe, apparently, listen to you. That's kind of what it's suggesting. And there's just these visuals of the world constantly just these circles, and actually I can see that related to the Spotify kind of icon. Potentially that's what it's trying to do, I suppose. So 40% of your fans listen to you between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. That's like a huge window, making it the most popular time. That's not a popular time, that's like, maybe it is a popular time actually. That feels like a big window though. The perfect way to unwind from a long day. Okay, I appreciate that. And I don't think I saw that in the analytics, which I'd say that it needs to be there. And I'm fairly sure that it wasn't maybe that striking to me. Unlike the red background right now, which has black text, really good colouring and style. You released over 1,000 minutes. So it says 1,039 minutes of content across 62 episodes. Yeah, and that is, sometimes I don't always drink tea. I've got a cup, but when you hear me drink, it's not always tea. Sometimes it's coffee, but it's also sometimes water. So then it kind of goes to this other screen of thank you for sharing your 2021 with us. Same time next year. Well, more often than that, apparently. And that is the 5 of 5. So this might be coming to an end by the looks of it. Share this moment with your fans and say hello. They'd love that. I might do that, actually. So if you see this tweet, I'm going to pin this tweet as well. So if you are listening or watching to this, then please do see my tweet that's pinned to the top of my profile. My profile is at TN Toast. Please do hop over there now, because I feel like this is the last section, and it is. I'm clicking away, and it's definitely the last section. Whoa, that's really interesting. So you can pick a color scheme for the actual tweet. Maybe that's not the tweet, I don't know, but it's something anyway. Spotify Wrapped, that's interesting. So yes, there we have it. This is the way that they wrap things up, apparently. I think it's really great. It's a great, brilliant idea. And on that note, I have to sort of say thank you to everyone that's watching. You can see that I'm recording this live in OBS. Thank you. Until next time. See you later. I'm out.